Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up. A few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here at the observatory, in the visitor centre, the new, brand new visitor centre, almost brand new. And I'm here with Shaman Doman, who's an intern here, and he helps prepare things and show the public around. He's going to tell me about some of the exhibitions here. So I'm coming into the visitor centre for the first time. So, Shaman, what is this I see above me? It's absolutely beautiful.
Hi, Ketchel. Thank you so much for having me on your show. So, welcome to our brand new visitor center. As you walk in, you are greeted with a beautiful depiction of the night sky. Okay. It is not the night sky of tonight, but the night sky from the year 1874. Right? And basically, when you look up, what you are seeing are the constellations as defined by two Khoisan storytellers. Their names were Dia Quain and Tsasing. And they basically gave us a look into how their culture viewed the night sky. So when you are looking up at the ceiling, you will see we have basically a blackboard that's backlit by a few lights. But on this board, we have made holes that are accurate representation of the stars in our Milky Way galaxy. And then we have added certain images on the ceiling that you might be able to see. These are the actual constellations as defined by Dia Quain and Tsasing. So just to give you a little bit of an overview, everybody knows about the Orion constellation, am I correct?
And yes, there's three stars in a line. Yes,
yes, that's specifically Orion's belt. So just to give you a feel, Dia Quain and Tsasing defined those three stars as the Springbok stars. And another example would be our famous Magellanic Clouds, which technically aren't constellations, but the Khoisan saw these two fuzzy objects in the sky and described them as ostrich eggs.
Ostrich eggs. And are these things over here? We're just walking there now. I'm trying to see them. Where are they? Where's the ostrich eggs?
So the ostrich eggs are not necessarily on this image, okay? But just to point out a few for you. So over there we see the picture of an eland, mm-hmm. right? And the eland for the Khoisan represented the constellation of Taurus.
Oh, look, and there's a skilpat.
Yes.
A tortoise,
yes.
I forgot the English word.
So the tortoise is meant to represent the star Betelgeuse, okay? Uh-huh. And to make it a bit more interesting, we also have a very alien-looking figure hanging from the ceiling. Unfortunately, it's not an alien. This is actually a depiction of one of the Khoisan's creators of the universe. He is known as the Mischievous One, or colloquially as just Kachen. And the depiction we have over here is basically him hanging from the ceiling. He's depicted as a half man, half praying mantis. And he's actually busy creating the star Betelgeuse.
Oh, there we are. Okay. Now look, you, the public, listening to this, you can also come here and gawp, slack-jawed as I am, looking at all of this amazing ceiling. And this is just one of the exhibits in the visitor center. There's so many. But it really is quite extraordinary. And for somebody like me who's used to looking up at the night sky, and you look up and you say, oh, what have we got here? There's all sorts of things going on. It's really fabulous. Who had all these fantastic ideas?
Right. So the original idea was by two linguists by the name of Lucy Lloyd and Wilhelm Bleek, right? So they arrived in South Africa and they took the story from our two storytellers, Dia Quain and Tsasing. Our science engagement astronomer then, Dr. Daniel Kanema, in 2021, collaborated with other individuals and basically used a software called Stellarium to backtrack the sky to the year of 1874 and then actually figure out which of our European counterparts, in terms of constellations, were Dia Quain and Tsasing identifying.
This is truly wonderful. So if the public want to come and see this, you go to the observatory's website, which is saao.ac.za. What do they look for on that website?
So at the top of the website, you'll obviously be taken to the homepage. Mm-hmm. At the top of the website, you'll see a tab that says Visit Us, mm-hmm. right? Click on that tab and you will see two options, mm-hmm. one for Cape Town and, of course, one for Sutherland.
Apologies if it's a little bit echoey, but we are in this magnificent visitor center. And thank you very much, Shaman, for telling us all about this.
Oh, you are most welcome, Ketchel.
For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.